What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're having a great day today thus far. We have a great lineup today. In fact, in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Most recently, former Mayor Ray Nagin went into a church gathering and said that a lot of what went on around him with his indictment and ultimate conviction was manufactured by the media. Well, we're going to reveal today some details about just how this investigation and the investigation of former Sheriff Jeff Hingle actually got started and how the information was derived by the Metropolitan Crime Commission forward on to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. That was some of the seminal information that caused the downfall of these two elected public officials. Now, it's pretty ripe that we're going to go into a church and try to rewrite history about how this happened. And if you stay around for the 12 o'clock segment, what you're going to find is the mounting evidence and how this thing, the investigation matured, how it followed that evidence, and where it ultimately ended up. We'll also visit at 11:30 with Arthur Hardy. He's with the Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. We'll reflect back on the first Mardi Gras after Katrina and the satire of tragedy at a time where hardly anything seemed worth celebrating, right? Except everyone kind of needed that emotional release. I remember it like it was yesterday. Do you? At 11 o'clock, the top of the hour, we'll visit with Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. And we'll talk about what is happening on the North Shore, for sure, the future, and a little bit about what the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. At 10:30, we have a great lineup, folks. Beth Branch, who is the president and CEO of Port Nola, and Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. They'll both talk about the competitive nature of port facilities. They'll talk about the vision for the Louisiana International Terminal and maintaining Louisiana, New Orleans in particular, is global trade relevance, the economic impact. There's a lot of misinformation floating around as to whether or not there will be any tax revenue for St. Bernard and the transformative benefits for St. Bernard Parish and the region. Will dig deep into all of those details during that segment. You know, when we talk, one of the words that I don't like using very much is this existential threat or crisis or whatever that we may be experiencing. I think it's an overused word, but I think as it relates to the relevance of the topic that we're about to discuss, it's appropriate, and that's truancy. And truancy leads to a lot of different things. And as our guest, the Chief Justice John Weimer, said, there is a statistical correlation between absenteeism, truancy, and crime. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, they are intrinsically linked. And we're joined by John Weimer, Chief Justice of the Louisiana. Oh, we don't have him just yet. Okay, we're trying to get him. We will visit with him about a summit, a statewide collaborative initiative that they are working on. It's going to be September the 8th, actually, in Alexandria. And we look forward to hearing more about what it is that and why the Supreme Court decided to take a leadership role in hosting this collaborative initiative. And I think there's like over 400 folks thus far looking to participate in that, with obviously the Chief Justice as well as First Circuit Court of Appeal Judge Blair Edwards, who used to be a juvenile court judge. And I've talked to Judge Edwards many times over the years. She is very, very involved in juvenile crime, as well as who will be joining the panel is Orleans Juvenile Court Judge Renard Darensberg, East Baton Rouge Juvenile Court Judge Gail Grover, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal Judge Timothy Marcel. So do we have the judge yet? All right, well, let's go to a break. We'll be right back. We'll try and hook up with Justice John Weimer of the Louisiana Supreme Court.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, folks. We are now connected with Chief Justice John Weimer of the Louisiana Supreme Court, talking about truancy, an event that they're going to have on September the 8th, I believe it is, in Alexandria, Louisiana. Chief, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you. I think this is the time that I should say that I attempt to schedule my drive to and from New Orleans to listen to your show when I can. And I found it informative, educational, well-presented, well-researched, and a valuable community resource and forum.
Well, thank you, Judge.
Was that appropriate?
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's always Thank you. I really appreciate the observation, and thank you so much. And get more people to schedule their drive time during my show.
Absolutely. Will do.
But Chief, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, we all know, you know, the trials and tribulations relative and downstream implications of truancy. It's been well talked about. What compelled you and the court to get involved?
Well, back in my misdirected youth, I'm fond of saying, I did not attend school like I should have. And later on in life, I became a teacher. I taught law and ethics at Harvard for a number of years. That's, of course, Harvard on the Bayou, Nicholls State University.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I learned how transformative education can be, you know, in my life and in the lives of so many others. Nicholls prides itself in being probably one of the nation's leaders in teaching people who are first-generation college students. And since becoming a judge, and I served as a district judge in my native Lafourche Parish and served on the Court of Appeal and on the Supreme Court, I saw far too many of our young people not taking advantage of educational opportunities, as you indicated just moments ago. And you're doing such a magnificent job before I got on the air, which can lead to societal ills and becoming embroiled in our system of justice. You were a sheriff. You know firsthand the people that you had to deal with very often lacked education. And is that a cause and effect? Well, there are statistics that seem to indicate it is. We believe we can effectively work collaboratively with others in education, law enforcement, and most importantly, community leaders in curing some of the societal ills caused by a lack of education. When I first became chief, we initiated a program called Judges in the Classroom, Students in the Courtroom, a program which has demonstrated effectiveness in teaching young people about civics, about our judicial system, about consequences of inappropriate behavior, about being personally responsible for your actions. And we tell kids to obey the law, and then we don't tell them what laws they're supposed to obey. And I know you have firsthand experience about the law of principles. When someone is engaged in criminal activity and takes someone along with them, you know, that might turn out bad for everybody. So this matter grew out of an article I read in the newspaper, and I have to give a shout out to the young journalist, I call her, Elise Comercino, who wrote a story about truancy that led me to speaking to some people with the Bessie board. That led to me being invited, and I had the good sense to bring some really bright and talented juvenile judges. And you were mentioning Judge Blair Edwards. There are others throughout the state. Judge Dansberg is doing magnificent work in Orleans Parish. Gail Grover is doing magnificent work in East Baton Rouge. Judge Tim Marcel did a lot of good work in St. Charles Parish when he was a district judge. He's now in the Court of Appeal. And a half-hour meeting with the Board of Trustees, the Board of the Bessie Board, ended up being an hour-and-a-half discussion about what we could do. The summit idea was tossed about, and on September 8th, a Monday, we're going to be meeting in Alexandria, as you indicated earlier, with I think up to 400 people at last check. It's really grown organically, and I'm so pleased about that. So many people have called to get involved, to put our heads together collectively and collaboratively to see what we can do for better outcomes.
So if people want If folks want to participate in the summit, how can they do so? And I think registration is getting ready to close either tomorrow
and
or maybe.
Thank you so much for that. It's going to be this week. But if they go to the Supreme Court website, www.lasc.org, that's www.lasc.org, they can register. It's free to attend, and we still have room available for people to come in and participate. We have a professional group that is going to be there kind of assisting in the presentations. And, it's going to be a working summit. And we hope to come out of this with a lot of good ideas. I have come to the conclusion that there is a lot being done, a lot more than I ever anticipated, a lot more than I ever contemplated. And what we need to do is work collaboratively to see what's working best in certain areas of the state. And this is a problem that's going to have to be cured locally, in my estimation. We saw that.
Yeah, if there's a program in North Louisiana that's having success, you would certainly want to bring it to South Louisiana and maybe end up with a uniform program throughout the state.
Right. And what we want to do is point out what is best practices. And we're going to be asking judges and the DAs, the superintendent of schools, the indigent defenders, the sheriffs throughout the state to meet locally. A lot of them are doing great things. All right. Can we do a little bit more? Other areas of the state could do things better. Other areas of the state, they're doing things magnificently. And they want to, those that have excellent programs, and many of them are sponsored by the district attorneys throughout the state. I was before that group. They were very, very supportive. Someone suggested anytime there's a gathering of three or more, I'm there to pitch this. There's some truth to that. But, as the Chief Justice of the state of Louisiana, I believe my role is not only to adjudicate the issues that our neighbors can't resolve themselves and they bring to the courts to decide, but also to make our communities a better place in which to live. And although I can't issue edicts to do that, I can ask people to join me to discuss these matters, and they have been incredibly responsive in that respect. Again, I take very little credit. It's all of the wonderful people that have stepped up so much to get involved and to teach me about this issue. And the Supreme Court of Louisiana
Judge, we actually have to get to a break. I apologize, sure. And I apologize for the confusion in connecting up with you. I think this was on our side. Good luck. Congratulations on taking this on, the 2025 Solutions Summit on Monday, September 8th. And if you have an interest in participating, you can go to the Louisiana Supreme Court website and register. I think tomorrow's the last day, so you want to get on that if you have an interest to do so. I would love to have you come back on following the summit, and sure. We'll talk about the summary, and maybe we'll dedicate more time, and we can bring on a couple of other folks as well, because I think it's well worth, obviously, future discussion about this, because it's so critical that we get our hands around this challenge. Chief Justice John Wiemer with the Louisiana Supreme Court, thank you so much for joining us today. And Judge, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Sheriff. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, sir. We will be right back, folks, with Michael Heck and Beth Branch talking about the Louisiana International Terminal. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to talk about a transformational project now. We have Beth Branch, President and CEO of Port Nola, as well as Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., to talk about the Louisiana International Terminal. We've talked about it several times, but we cannot talk about this enough for sure. Folks, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
So, Beth, if you would, kind of describe the landscape as to why this is so critical to ensuring that the Port of New Orleans stays competitive in international trade.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, about 75% or more of all global trade moves around the world in a container, in a box. So it's imperative that in order to be relevant in global trade, you have to be able to have the capabilities to be able to handle containers that move in that fashion. The challenge that we have in New Orleans is that these container ships have gotten larger and larger, and they are not able, the larger ones, to fit under our Crescent City Connection Bridge. So in order to continue to be an ongoing maritime concern in a big way, we need that container terminal built.
Absolutely. And when we think about this, a lot of folks don't recognize or realize that we are competing against other ports, right, who have been improving their infrastructure, improving their capacity, and have shown a willingness to the shipping industry that they have the desire to do so. And that's incredibly important as it relates to this project as well, right?
It absolutely is. So you have immediately you have competition from Houston. You have competition from Mobile, and you even have competition from Tampa. So those are really the four major ports within the Gulf when you talk about containerized movements of cargo. And those have all been making very, very serious and very significant investments in their infrastructure. So it's really critical that we stay ahead of this, that we make sure that we get our container terminal built. They are doing things that we are blessed with already. The Mississippi River is dredged to 50 feet. We have very deep water here. That's not the case in Houston. That isn't the case until they complete in Mobile. But all of those things are underway in other locations as well. So we definitely want to make sure that we take advantage of our naturally deep water, And clearly we're very connected to the country like no other port in this country is, because of the railroad connectivity that we have that all comes into and out of New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's a resource that we have, or an infrastructure that we have, that most others don't have.
Michael, no one else has. Yeah.
Yeah. How many actual lines? I know we've talked about this a long, long time ago, but if you would just briefly describe the breadth and depth of the rail that comes here.
Sure. So we have, there are six today. There are six what we call Class 1, think of them as national railroads, that traverse a fairly significant mileage across the country. There are two really east-west railroads that serve the West Coast, two that serve the East Coast, and then you have two Canadian railroads that kind of go up and down the spine of the middle of the country. New Orleans is the only gateway, the only port, the only location in the United States that connects to every one of those railroads. And it's a really, really important thing, because that means that we can get inbound cargo to basically anywhere in the United States, and we can take exports from basically anywhere in the United States and get them out through into markets from New Orleans. And no other port in the country can do that.
Now, obviously, this has a project of this size, always what comes with it are questions, right, about what the impact is going to be. And we'll talk to Michael in a second about the economic impact. But a lot of folks, and rightfully so, concerned about community impact. Talk to us about the outreach that has been conducted by the Port of New Orleans.
Oh, sure. Thank you. And, you know, I have to say at the front end that engagement with the community on a project like this is paramount. It's part of our mission. It's part of what we do in driving regional and economic prosperity through maritime and international trade. So we've been quite engaged with the community. We have, first of all, and I think really most critically, if you look at physical things that we have done in response to that community engagement, we've actually changed our terminal layout from meetings with the community. We've moved the rail, the road, closer to the levee in response to some community requests and some work that we've done with that. So I think that's really has really been critical. We've also been quite engaged with the community from day one. We have hosted many, many meetings with the community, about 65 meetings over the last 4 years or so. We've engaged about 1,400 people who live in the community, as well as elected officials. We've hosted open houses or in-person or virtual open houses. We have two community advisory committees that are active today, one for Violet, which is the location where the container terminal will be, as well as with St. Bernard Parish generally. So really important, that office that we have in Violet is open, it is staffed, and it's really meant to be a resource for the community to learn more about the project, to ask questions. And certainly we know that we also will not always have everyone who is on the, for the project. And it's our job to talk through and the project and understand their concerns where we can to try to address those concerns, but make sure that we also are getting the information out in the community about the project and what the project is and what the project isn't.
Absolutely. Michael, let's pivot to you. Have been asked by the administration of Jeff Landry, the governor of the state of Louisiana, to take a more proactive role relative to the LIT. I mean, I know that you are always day by day, you have your finger on the pulse of just trying to drive economic prosperity, not only in New Orleans, but through the whole metropolitan area. As you look at this project and you have consumed, I'm sure, all of the information, what do you see as the major driving economic impacts for first St. Bernard and then the region as a whole?
Thanks, Noel, and thanks, Beth. it's appropriate that we're having this conversation on the solemn anniversary, 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, for a couple of reasons. The first is that the first place that I went when I came back after Hurricane Katrina, I was here the weekend before and then came back 2 weeks later, was to my college roommate's house in St. Bernard on Llama Drive in Araby. And so I was able to witness firsthand the destruction in St. Bernard. He was a college quarterback, and I was able to take down his picture of him as a quarterback back when he was thin and had good knees from the ceiling of the living room of their house. And so this is kind of where it all started. And I think the story of the importance of RID, of the terminal, also goes back to this, because St. Bernard was the most destroyed parish in the history of the country. It was 100% underwater, total displacement of the population. At the same time, or actually after, the recovery of St. Bernard has been one of the most remarkable in history, one of the fastest growing parishes in the country. It was all really rebuilt around the schools, and that was catalyzed by the superintendent at that time, the new superintendent, Doris Voce. And as we all know, the community commitment in St. Bernard is matched by no one in the world, probably. But the challenge is that here we are today, there's still a lot of work to do. The population is still about 45,000 compared to 67,000 pre-Katrina. The tax base hasn't fully recovered. And the hard truth is that the parish is still too dependent on a couple of industries. So what LID is going to do is that it's going to boost local restaurants, retailers, grocery stores. We've seen this with other major projects. We're seeing it with Meta, for example, now up in the Northeast. It's going to double sales taxes, which is really important for building roads and for helping the police and fire. There's going to be 500 local construction jobs, over 2,000 port-related jobs. We're doing this all with Nunez Community College to make sure that the jobs go to locals. So I see LID as the next phase of recovery for one of the most remarkable recovery stories in this country.
There are those that say that, because I really believe that this creates economic diversity, not only for St. Bernard, but obviously for the region. And I've had some St. Bernard residents tell me, well, we have a port, but their port activities relative to the Port of New Orleans port activities don't necessarily align, right? I mean, you don't see the container business in what they're doing today. Am I right on that or no?
You are right on that. And again, it's just a really critical when I, bringing it back home to Louisiana as well. If a company wants to export their goods, they are likely going to be moving in a container. If a company is running a manufacturing operation, they need to, let's just call it, import international feedstock to be able to, let's talk about the new Hyundai steel mill and building that that facility, and where is all that project cargo going to come into, et cetera, et cetera. So in terms of containerization, it really is, it has shifted in the last 50 years, which is how long the Port of New Orleans has been in the container business, almost as long as it's been invented. It really, trade has shifted to that, and it's a really critical that we build for that future and make sure that we still have maritime interest ongoing. It was the reason the city was founded to begin with, and the work that the Port of St. Bernard does. They have very markets that they operate in that are different than ones that we operate in, which is really quite the beauty of a lot of the lower Mississippi River ports, is that we all have our niches and our strengths that we operate in, and they're not in containers, and we are.
We have just about a minute, about 2 minutes left. I apologize. This is to both of y'all. There's going to be a lot of infrastructure improvements that are going to be provided by this project as well, correct? I mean, I know one is that roadway. If you look at any major port, any major expansion of any port activity throughout the country and probably throughout the world. There's always ingress and egress that is dealt with by a road in order to accommodate the increased traffic. Would I be right in that observation?
Yes,
that's correct. You're going to take that, Michael?
Thanks, Beth. Yeah, so the St. Bernard Transportation Corridor, which is going to be built, it's going to be a toll road, meaning that it's going to be paid for by the truckers, not the public who are using it. And it's going to do two things. One is that it's going to keep the heavy traffic off of St. Bernard Highway and off of Judge Perez. It's going to take folks directly out to Parish Road 510, then up to I-10. The other thing it's going to do, and this is the detailed stuff we worked out, but at a minimum, it's going to provide another means of ingress and egress, particularly egress during emergencies. Right now, there are really only two roads in St. Bernard, so it's increasing that by 50%. So, yeah, that's an important, it's an important part of the overall project vision and should end up benefiting not just the port, but the residents as well.
But I also understand that y'all are making the accommodations as it relates to sewer infrastructure and drainage infrastructure as a result of site development.
That's correct. So that's correct. There's quite a bit of infrastructure, hard infrastructure that is that will go into the parish. Number one, it'll obviously we're going to be using some of that infrastructure. We need that infrastructure too, and the capacity. So it's going to meet the terminal's needs, but it also is going to meet additional capacity needs for the parish as well. So while it benefits obviously the lit terminal, it really is going to benefit the overall parish. In particular, there's a drainage and a pump station that's being put in that is in the tens of millions of dollars that's being invested there, along with other infrastructure.
And then finally, I had a conversation with a St. Bernard Parish school teacher about 2 weeks ago, and I just simply asked this individual, are you excited about the possibility of a new school being built? And I mean, I have to honestly tell you, they were off the rails excited. I said, well, but I understand that people are not really, some folks are not having a warm and fuzzy feeling about that. And they said, well, I don't know who those people are, because they would be crazy not to want a brand new school as opposed to the antiquated structure that we're working out of now, and the utilization of running, all of the latest and greatest technology. What I said, well, that's why I'm asking you the question. I don't understand, that. And I don't know if y'all deal with that a lot, but I mean, I'm just mystified by it all. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, I try to solicit as much information as I can. And like, this person was like, hell yeah, we want a new school.
I want that person's name, Newell.
Yeah. I mean, there were, one thing I learned a long time ago, Newell, is that if something doesn't make sense, check your assumptions. And so, if we're assuming that any of the debate about the school is actually about the school, we should check our assumptions. The reality is that there is an offer, and there's going to be not only a new school with all the latest technology for things like AI, but also a better location potentially. And it's a win for everybody. But, people who have other are motivated by other issues might use things like schools to cloud the discussion. And we just have to, we just have to fly through that.
Yeah, hopefully so. Go ahead, Beth. Final thoughts.
I was just going to say, one of the things that we're really excited about with the relocation of the school is that the port does have other property in the parish, and we've been in early on discussions with the school board around where the school could relocate to. And what's exciting about the two locations that we have, it's actually in the Violet community, where kids can walk to their school from their homes. Today, where the location of the school is if they miss the bus,
they can't get to school. It's difficult for them to get to school. It's down a highway. So the locations that we're looking at are inside the neighborhoods, which we think is just a win-win, really, for the parents and the students.
Yeah, hopefully, I don't know if it's cooler heads prevail, but we take some of the emotion out of this and we start looking at it objectively as to all of the upsides to this. You don't succeed in status quo, and your tax base is not able to provide the services that you've grown accustomed to if you remain in a status quo position. As the former tax collector, I probably know that better than most. You know, as I studied the impact of a loss of a tax base or otherwise for so many different years, and trying to make sure that wouldn't happen, because just inflation alone, when you apply that number to the equation, it's a staggering number. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with you two guys, but I just think it's important, well, you know, that we bring that up.
Newell, it reminds him of a famous old Louisiana saying, don't tax you, don't tax me, let's tax the new port behind the levee.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. They're screaming in my ear. Beth Branch, President and CEO of Port NOLA, and Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., thank you so much for talking about this transformational project for certain. And we hope that you guys have a great Labor Day weekend.
Super. You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with St. Tammany Parish when we come back after the top of the hour news break. Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, and also Arthur Hardy. We'll talk about the first Mardi Gras after Katrina.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.